Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I am so excited because with me I have Dr. Ingeborg Rabowie. Ingeborg is a practicing clinical and business psychologist and has successfully served over 4,500 clients, including individuals, couples, families in business, entrepreneurs, business owners, executives, and organizations. Clients rely on her expertise to enhance their communication, marketing, performance, and leadership capabilities. Although she lives in Cleveland, she works with her clients, large and small, wherever they are virtually, all over the world. Dr. Rabowie recently released a book, an action guide titled 29 Things That Will Tank Your Life and What to Do to Avoid Them, How to Get More of What You Want in Life. Praise for her book comes from people with diverse backgrounds ranging from college students to the secret millionaire. Welcome. It's so great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I am too. And you have done so many amazing things and you're in the process of doing even more. So I wanted to find out first, what brought you to realize this passion and purpose you have in life? And if you could explain to us a little bit about what that looks like.
Okay. I've always been a very passionate individual, and I had the good fortune of knowing what I wanted to do when I was very young. I kind of made the decision when I was in junior high of wanting to positively and profoundly impact people's lives, and that initially took me into counseling and psychology practice, and as that has been going on, I've just been working with more individuals in a fuller sort of capacity and doing business consulting and coaching as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. So tell me a little bit more about what it is that you, your primary area that you work with where you really help people. What is that focus?
There would be two different focuses. I really help individuals in their relationships so that they can experience the quality and the type of relationships that they would love to have in their lives, whether that's with their families, in their marriages, in their business relationships, in their partnerships. And I also work with a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners, helping them really get clarity around what they want to do and helping them achieve their results so that they can have so that they can lead the kind of lives they would like and have the kind of impact that they would like to have.
Wow, that is really powerful. So actually you help them define their vision and then help them put together all the pieces, including the collaborative efforts with individuals to make that vision a reality for them.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Tell me, you know, when you were on the rise, where did you find support and collaboration for your dreams?
It really started after I graduated, and when I moved to Cleveland, that was about 20 years ago, I co-founded a networking group for women, and within that group, the kind of tagline that we developed was making other people's success as important as your own. So within that group, that really was the model to find collaboration, resources, energy, support, wisdom, guidance, and I've really continued that model. Unfortunately, the entire organization closed after being in business for 100 years, but I've continued that with either being part of a mastermind group or hosting mastermind groups.
Oh, and they can be so powerful, can't they?
They're just incredibly powerful, and I couldn't even imagine reaching the levels without having that in place. It just makes the process a lot more enjoyable, less stressful, less painful, and catapults you in the right direction.
Yeah, and definitely interacting with others in a masterminding situation really, really helps you realize success today. Tell me, what are the key skills that you think are required for success today? Because, you know, we're living in a world that's really changing rapidly. So
exactly.
What do you think that looks like today?
And I think there's certain qualities that are never go out of style that are really important for business success, such as somebody's interpersonal skills, how well you manage relationships, customer service, how authentic you are. But as you said, Vicki, in this day and age where change is the norm and change is just accelerating at an unbelievable pace, that somebody really needs to develop the skills of collaboration. So I kind of say collaborator tie, because it's going to make your journey so much easier, especially with the technology, the social media, all of those other pieces. So also being really adaptive and responsive to customer and client needs, current trends, and also kind of really finding your niche and your tribe.
Yeah, you know, it's collaboration, because you had somewhat focused on that a second ago. Collaborations really seem important today to success, and it's almost we have the capability to collaborate so easily worldwide now, don't we?
Absolutely, totally. Things that were never possible are totally possible if somebody lives on another continent, across the world.
Yeah, and that again, over the last decade or a decade and a half, that's changed so much. Mm-hmm. How important do you feel collaborations are to success, more specifically?
I think that it is absolutely essential, especially in this day and age. Perhaps, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it didn't matter. But collaboration, I think, is everything to success. And as I mentioned previously, it is going to make the journey a lot more enjoyable because there's too much information. There's information overload. It takes 10,000 hours to develop mastery in a subject, whatever that is. So we don't have the time, energy, skills to do everything on our own. And that can also get very discouraging and lonely and isolating. So I think everything is geared towards collaboration. Even a lot of the college classes being taught today are being taught in a very collaborative way, and so much of the work is group project work.
That's interesting. Really, I hadn't thought about that. So, you know, really, it really starts out from the educational process, and then as you move into the business world, actually, young people today are probably even more well prepared for collaborative ventures and making them successful.
I absolutely, in terms of with children being raised with technology, they're much more sensitized, I think, to cultural differences, cultural diversity, being raised in groups. So we're living in a borderless world. So I think they are much more well equipped. And they do it much more naturally, whereas we might be immigrants to that, so to speak, that they have that, they certainly have an adaptive advantage.
Yeah, no question. Wait, what do you think are the most important factors in attracting and maintaining really great partnerships?
See, I think that those would be the same qualities of having great relationships, whether it's friendships, professional peer relationships, collegial relationships, romantic relationships, and that would be just really a foundation of trust and respect with a focus on mutuality and reciprocity, where there's honesty and transparency in the relationship. So as long as I opened up before, as long as you're aware of and attending to other people's needs and making sure kind of the definition of a good relationship is one in which everybody gets their needs met. So if you're mindful of that, and if there's open communication and ongoing communication, I think those are absolutely essential.
Well, you are an absolute expert in promoting great relationships on every level in your practice. And I was wondering, because now we live in such a busy time, do you have any clues for how to maintain a balanced life, like some tips that where we don't just get focused on business, where we really nurture our relationships on every level and really maintain some balance in our life for happiness and fulfillment?
Yes, I think that's a problem and a challenge that plagues almost everybody. I think that free time is the new luxury, the way excess money used to be. I think people are overstressed. They have way too many demands in their life. So it's very easy for people to just get caught on the treadmill of life and live on autopilot. So I think it's very important for people to, first of all, be mindful and aware, and to actually, and I do this annually and I do this with all of my clients, is to really annually do, more so than just goal setting, meaning what type of goals you want to accomplish this year, but to do more of a balance review to see if their life is on track, if they're heading in the right direction, if they're putting the appropriate time, effort, energy into things that they want to achieve and accomplish. And that way they're able to track that, monitor that, and make course corrections rather than having marriages resolve, business partnerships dissolve, waking up in some serious midlife crises because they've been attending to and tracking whether or not they're on track or off course.
Oh, that's so wise, really wise. Can you share what you think really inspires you? You inspire so many others with the work you do. What's an inspiration for you?
Oh, there are so many things that I find inspiring. I think the quality that I think that is the most inspiring is courage. So if I believe the quote is from Anna Eastman, that life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. So for people to do the difficult thing, to have the courage to speak what needs to be spoken, to sometimes do the unconventional, to do the unpopular, to take a chance and to take those risks is going to allow you to have a much fuller, more vibrant, more authentic life. And again, people that inspire me can be the whole gamut. It's amazing for individuals that might be single mothers that are taking care of families that don't have support systems nearby, to individuals just going about their daily lives and contributing to society. It could be in large ways and small ways. Other things that I find inspiring, and this kind of ties into the collaboration piece, is what individuals can really accomplish when they put their mind to it. There are some phenomenal, and I wrote about this in my book, there are some phenomenal charter schools in the Cleveland area where individuals that are enroll in the schools are anywhere from 3 to 5 grade levels below where they should be in reading. Within years, these kids are smoking the best school systems with the greatest number of resources, so that individuals can overcome their limitations and their obstacles, and they can go on to accomplish great things. I'm presently mentoring a first-generation college student now through College Now, which is a program for low-income first-generation college students. And the way that these individuals have combined resources to help individuals, again, overcome some challenges and obstacles to go on and live great lives and to contribute back are all very inspiring.
That is so inspiring. You know, we're so thrilled to have you a part of the book Ready, Aim, Influence alongside Carlos Slim, the richest man in the world. We're just so thrilled with your presence and contribution there. But also I want to ask you a little bit about your book that's already released, 29 Things That Will Tank Your Life and What to Do to Avoid Them. Can you give us just a couple of those major things and what to do to avoid them? Because this is such an important piece of work, and I'm sure everyone will really want to go out and get the book to learn more. But can you just give us maybe a couple of highlights around
sure,
that?
Absolutely. I'll just pick a couple of different chapters. The way that I ended up writing the book, I'll just give you a very brief synopsis, is I wanted it to be very accessible for individuals to read. So there's 29 chapters of things that people do knowingly or unwittingly that really sabotage themselves and tank their life. And it's generally an attitude or an approach to life. So individuals pick their top two or three Achilles heels, read those chapters, and by completing the exercises at the end of the book, they should be able to start making pretty significant progress. So with maybe reading 15 pages in an hour, they should be able to make some pretty significant inroads. So several examples, and I just called this through my practice of working with probably about 5,000 individuals at this point over a period of 25 years, and I've seen ways that people end up getting stuck in ditches and then staying there. And several of those examples might include to continue pushing a boulder uphill and not knowing when to call it quits. So an individual might have had, and I've seen this last year, I probably had 10 individuals come to me who were re-careering. A lot were either leaving special education or the legal field. So a lot of individuals didn't track or monitor what they were doing. We discussed that previously. And so because they started in that career and they had so much invested in it that they were really miserable and very unhappy, that they stopped and they ended up taking a look, and a lot of them ended up deciding not to continue pushing the boulder uphill. So to be able to have the courage to re-seek another career and have a different career path. So that was an example of not continuing to push a boulder uphill. Another example might be not living with an attitude of gratitude that tremendously impacts individuals' lives. And then another chapter is devoted to happiness, where individuals might stay stuck in some very unhappy situations and not take corrective action to get themselves out of the situation and create and redesign a different life for themselves.
Mm. And again, that speaks to what you were talking about earlier, is that authenticity and that courage to be able to get out there and actually make those changes that you were saying really inspire you. Mm-hmm. You truly inspire us, and you are doing such amazing work. Do you have kind of a big picture vision, almost like how you would like your work to impact the world, almost from the standpoint of a legacy?
In a simple way and in a concrete way, in a simple way, it would be to leave the world better than you found it, to have made an impact, a ripple effect. So the way that I kind of see it is with each client that I work with, they potentially can impact directly and indirectly, not even consciously making that decision, 10 to 300 people based on who they are and how they show up in the world and how they use their gifts and talents. So that in the work that I've done so far, that I can have that seeding and ripple effect. And as you can see, I have a really strong action orientation and an orientation toward continuous improvement. So when I started out in my career, a lot of my focus was one-on-one, impacting individuals and helping people improve the quality of their lives and their business outcomes. Then I moved to larger systems in terms of working with couples and families, and then I began working with businesses and impacting organizations in my leadership role. That I've been past president of the Cleveland Psychological Association and of Toastmasters, which is a leadership and communication development training organization. And so when I keep thinking, I'm kind of at some junctures as I keep moving on, that I still want to go ahead and have a more profound impact where I'm able to have a larger impact or reach larger groups of people. So I don't know if that will be working within government or working in a larger system to impact decision-making and influence and making those changes to be able to incorporate applied psychology, because psychology is really what profoundly impacts our decisions and actions and what we do and what we fail to do. So we have so many individuals sitting at the table, whether it's accountants or policy experts, and a lot of times the critical team member missing is a psychologist who would really be able to add some significant input with an understanding of human nature, human experience, human motivation, to continue to make changes in a positive direction and to do it in a sustainable way.
Hmm. That again is such a good point and an element that's often missing in those venues. I was wondering, you are such a lady of action. What do you have, like a tip or an exercise or something that you share with your clients to help them move into the action that it takes to really garner up the strength to make some of these changes and make their vision become a reality?
Absolutely. And people can, again, when I work with clients, what I see most often is that people are overwhelmed and they fail to take action because they don't know what to do. They're paralyzed with choices. They don't know if they're doubtful maybe that their action is going to have an impact. So I really try to have people start small to get them past the inertia. That's the first biggest dreaded step, is to actually take action. So to chunk things out and to do something that you would be able to start immediately today, not someday or one day, or I need a different skill set, or I need a computer, or a different computer to do this or that, but to begin doing something that you can begin today and implement in a small way.
Mm. Oh, that is so fantastic, and something that's doable for all of us, which is what's so great about it. You know, we can really realize that. You know, you have shared so much great information with us today, and I know it's just the very tip of the iceberg of everything you have to share. So can you share with us where the folks who are listening or reading could possibly get a hold of you or connect with you on the web?
Oh, absolutely. My several different ways to contact me, and I would love to hear from any interested reader about what they're doing, other action steps that they're taking, collaboration. I'm totally open and welcome all of that. My website is peopleexpert.biz, which is peopleexpert. .biz. My email address is docrabowie, which is DOC, and the spelling on my last name, which is HRABOWY@AOL.com. You're welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn or to contact me directly at 440-232-3911.
Beautiful. And Ingeborg, could you one more time just give your website so people who want to go there directly could connect with you right away?
Absolutely. That is peopleexpert.biz.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us. And for anyone who would like more information about Expert Insights in our communities, our magazines, our books, and broadcasts, you can reach us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. Everyone have a wonderful week.